Well, welcome to this first day of prayer call for November 1st, 2017. My name is Cheryl Lee Davis, and I'm the Vice President of Women's Connection with Stonecroft Ministries, where we believe that prayer is essential to everything we do. And as you know, before we get started in prayer, I'd like to introduce to you the woman who will be sharing a devotional with us. Jenny is a Stonecroft speaker and a prayer consultant with Stonecroft and a chair for the Lancaster, South Carolina group. I don't think I mentioned that this morning, Jenny, so I'm sorry. She's a former realtor, and also you might be interested to know that she and her husband have 5 daughters, 15 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, and wait for it, and 1 great-great-grandchild. We feel really privileged to be in your presence because that means you've got a lot of wisdom to give us. So welcome, Jenny, and God bless you as you share from God's word.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you all my sisters for being on the call. It's a privilege to share my heart with you. And I just want you to know that I appreciate every one of you and the fellowship that we have in the same ministry. My sharing tonight is on gratitude. And one thing that I know about gratitude, as real gratitude, you know, we're taught to say thank you and when people give us something to be polite, but God's type of gratitude, you know, filters down further from that into our hearts. And where there's a grateful heart, it's not silent. And gratitude produces in us a softening of our heart and our love for the Lord and love for others, not just for the lost, but also for our fellow sisters in Christ, or the whole family of Christ. And God looks on our heart. And I've thought of so many examples in the Bible of, like, the woman at the well, her gratitude, the overflow of her heart in her encounter with Jesus, where he showed such love and grace to her and told her that he was the Messiah. And just the overflow of her gratitude, she left her pot and ran to the city. And, you know, and the results of that, that her sharing her encounter with Jesus brought everyone from the city out. And that's what happens in our lives when we are grateful for the things that God does in our life. And I know that sometimes I have to fight. We know that God gives his grace to the humble. And I know that one thing with me, the Bible says that nothing overtakes us that isn't common to man. So I'm sure that maybe you can identify with this. But usually when I lose my peace and in my direction, it's when I get a sense of entitlement. And I know that that robs us of our gratitude. So I try to keep before my mind that we are saved by grace and we grow by grace, and that it is Christ working his will and way in our lives through the Holy Spirit. And I thought about Paul and his affection for the Philippians and how he thanked God of every remembrance of them. And I know that we are all members of one body. And so as one is blessed, as one is growing, as one is becoming fruitful, as a body, we all prosper. And the love that we have from God overflows in our hearts to one another, and we become even more fruitful. And I thought about Paul's, in Paul's letter to the Philippians, when he showed such affection for them, but then he said, whatsoever things are true and honorable and just and pure and lovely, and if there is anything commendable, if there's anything excellent, If there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And so as I look around at my fellow believers and the ladies that I serve with in this ministry and the other believers I know, I've just prayed and asked God to show me the fruit in their lives that encourages me and sometimes convicts me to seek Him in ways that I see fruit in their life and the lack of it in my own. And I'll just give you a few examples, and then we can pray. You know, there are people that, there are sisters that I've served with who have endured the greatest sorrows and different rejections, but they haven't given in to bitterness. And all these things are the evidence of the fulfillment of Scripture that God promises to those who love Him as we respond to His lead and His word in our lives. You know, there are many that I serve with, I know, in my group, and they go unnoticed, and yet they're faithful, and they just continue to serve without complaint. And then there are those who have a boldness to speak the truth, even when it's painful, and in a spirit of love, accepting the persecution that they might, you know, that they might endure from it. And I know that I have been encouraged by seeing other women who have responded to God's correction and found freedom in and through their repentance, and just the peaceable fruit of righteousness that's revealed in them just overflows to the rest of us, and we are blessed and encouraged as well. And we have different ladies from all different walks of life in our group, and some of them are less fortunate, maybe in worldly things, but they are rich in faith. And even though they only have a little, they seem very grateful and content. And I know that there are many, every time I see someone forgive, I shared a story with a sister that I know she's in her 50s now, but she was deeply wounded as a child by her father's abandonment of her and her sisters. And she's a very humble Christian woman who loves the Lord and tried over the years to establish a relationship with her father, which never seemed to come to any fruition. And she just seemed to get hurt over and over again. But just a couple of years ago, she decided that she would not give in to the bitterness. And she called him, and his first response was, "What do you want?" And she said, "Nothing, I just wanted to talk to you." And then it was a sacrifice for her, but she planned a trip. She told her father she wanted to come, and this is from South Carolina to Oregon, to visit. And when she got there, he drove 3 hours, actually, to pick them up, she and her husband, from the airport. And when they had time to share, they spent a week together. He told her, "I know I hurt you, but I don't have any reason. I don't even know what the reason was." And then he told her, "You're a very forgiving person." And my heart leaked when I saw that. Because, you know, to be known as that to people that have hurt us, as a very forgiving person, we're probably more like Christ when we forgive. And it helps us in our groups to be patient with one another, to be grateful for those sisters that share the same life we have in Christ, knowing that we are an encouragement to one another. And it pleases the Lord when we all dwell together in unity and work together in a spirit of love with one another. And so these things that I have seen in other believers, it encourages me in the climate and atmosphere that we live in, with so much negativity and fault finding and unforgiveness and bitterness. And I'm reminded from the scriptures that God called us to be His, because He lives in us, we are the light of the world, and we are salt. And I don't think there's any time that I've known of in history where our light, the fruit of our lives, that Christ in us is the hope of glory, is so different from how the world is, that if we walk in the truth and we submit ourselves to Him and allow His work in our lives, we become so much more effective as a group and as a light to shine out to others. And so I'm grateful for everyone in the ministry here at Stonecroft, from the leadership down. I thank everyone for the sacrifices that they make. And I know all the ladies that are on our call serve in some capacity. And I know that other women's lives are touched by that as we continue to grow. And I just thank the Lord that He is always with us. There's never a time that He isn't, even though sometimes we forget that He's there. He is faithful, always knowing that that He is patient and that He has already won love's victory for us at the cross. And I just would like to pray for all of you, and then we can all pray. I know that Cheryl has specific things that she wants us to pray for, but let me pray for all of you. First, Heavenly Father, thank You for the life we share in Christ. Thank You for my sisters who serve in spirit and in truth and sacrifice their time and their lives through the overflow of the gratitude that they have for the life that You have given us, this new life we have in Christ. And so as the old things are passing away and all things have become new, we thank You, Lord, that we serve You and not men. And Your power in us, as we lift up Your Son, will draw all men to Him, and we will all rejoice together, not just here, but for eternity. And so I pray that You will bless every one of my sisters with just a greater measure of Your Spirit and Your fruit in their lives. As we all respond to Your leading in our lives, we give You all the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Jenny, and thank you for preparing us through those words. Gratitude is not silent, and we want to have that in our life and be modeling that. As we begin our prayer time, I just wanted to remind you all that as you pray, to push star 2 to make it so that we can hear you and join you in prayer. I'd like us to start by praying for our nation, the United States of America, and specifically, whatever God lays on your heart, but I would like us to pray for our leadership, and also specifically for New York, Las Vegas, continued for Houston, Florida, Louisiana, just as you feel led. Then I want us to pray for Stonecroft, and I'll give some things on that in just a minute. And then, of course, we'll also have a time to pray for each other and just what's going on for each other. But let's just begin our time of prayer lifting up our country and just these situations that we're facing right now. Yeah, just push star 2.
Father God, we thank You for the privilege of living in this country, the U.S. of A. And Lord, we, as we have prayed and heard about a sisterhood, Lord, we have a a brotherhood and sisterhood with our fellow countrymen, Lord. And so we are grieving for them today because of yesterday in New York City and because of a month ago in Las Vegas, and even what remains of the tragedy in San Bernardino. Lord, all of these situations are terrible, Father. They are awful, and they have caused and will cause pain and suffering, Lord. So we pray that you would allow us, as Jenny said, to be your salt and your light in the country, Lord, pointing people to you, pointing them to you as the only hope that we have in lives to be peaceful, Lord, and content. And so, Father, pray that you would use us in a word of reconciliation, a word of kindness, Lord, a word of hope that would overflow into people's lives as these situations are discussed as solutions are attempted to be reached. Lord, we pray for our officials that you would grant them your wisdom, Lord, that they would seek you and that they would follow after you, and that their lives and that their policies would reflect that. Lord, thank you for the privilege that we have of lifting up our prayers for all these individuals, Lord. Thank you for what you will do in very difficult circumstances. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we pray for, specifically for our president, in these times of turmoil. We pray for wisdom for him. We pray that you will surround him with advisors who know you and can advise him also in the direction that he needs to go. But most of all, we thank you that you are on the throne and you are still in control. And as we see things develop around us, help us to keep that in mind, and that we might encourage those around us to look to you. And we pray that this nation could once again be a Christian nation. And so we place all of the officials, government officials, before you and ask that you will work through them and in them. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Lord, we thank you. And we affirm that we don't need to know everything that lies ahead, but we know you, Lord, and we are so grateful, Father God. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who suffered and died for all of us. And we know, Father God, that means the ones, Father God, who do not honor and serve you, but we are so blessed to have a president and vice president and those in higher authority over us, Father God, that love you, Lord. We just pray, Father God, for divine wisdom and guidance and your strength upon them, Lord. We pray that you give them humble hearts, Father God. We just pray, God, that your past faithfulness always to us, Lord, will prove to us that we can always depend upon you in your everlasting spirit of love and mercy and grace, and let it be upon this nation. And we just thank you for it, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we pray for all of those for forgiveness with all that's happening in the world. We know in our humanness it's very difficult to forgive. And we studied this in our Bible study this morning, and the light and the darkness and the things that are done to you that are, you know, you feel wronged. And Father, we try to not carry that. So we ask now that those who have been hurt and those who have lost loved ones in these attacks, Father, you just soften their heart and allow them to forgive and take one day at a time as they move ahead after these tragedies. And we
thank
you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just pray that the tragedies that we see all around us would remind us of why we do what we do in Stonecroft. Many of the people who died in Las Vegas did not think that that would be their last day on earth. And many, many likely did not see you face to face. And Lord, we just pray that you would give us a greater sense of urgency
as we continue to serve you in this evangelistic ministry that began almost 80 years ago. Thank you for the opportunity and for calling us to serve as we do with Stonecroft. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, that is a nice segue into moving us toward praying for Stonecroft. And I love the prayer, Linda, just taking us to be humbled that we have the privilege of sharing this gospel in these United States. Mm-hmm. And we do want to praise the Lord because we just found out we have our 21st hub out of Pueblo, Colorado. We just found that out this week. So we're really praising the Lord about that. And then we also have a brand new Christian Women's Club, Christian Women's Connection, that started. Actually, their first meeting was last month in October. So that we're praising the Lord for that. And I actually know of a couple more coming, so we can just praise the Lord for that. But they'll be coming here in a couple months. That we're working with them. But anyway, and then we just have recently invited some leaders to join as volunteers, as SRA, one in Minnesota and a few others in other states. So we're just praising God for the way He's drawing people to this ministry to help us continue it. And then finally, and of course, we're going to pray for Stonecroft in any manner you want, but I wanted you to be aware of these because you could be praying over these. We have quarters, you know, fiscal year. Our fiscal year, most of you know, starts April 1st and goes through March 31st. So we measure ourselves each quarter. How are things going? Now, this is to God's glory, of course. We don't get the credit for this. But in the first quarter of this year, we celebrated that 650 women came to know the Lord. Hallelujah. And so the second quarter, which is, July, August, and September. So those are actually not as highly attended, you know, because people take the summer off sometimes. 454 women came to know the Lord. So here we are, over 1,000 women, 1,100 almost. So anyway, I just wanted to give that to you, and then you may have some very specific needs, but let's just thank the Lord and then also, you know, give Him our prayer request for Stonecroft now for this next section of our prayer time.
Father, we join the angels in just rejoicing over these 1,000 women who have placed their faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, what a gift that is to them. Father, their lives will never be the same. They will be forever changed, Lord. We pray, Father, that You would just continue to work in their lives, Lord, that they would be able to get into a Stonecroft Bible study, that they would be followed up with, Lord, that they would be discipled in this new relationship that they have with You. Father, thank You for the groups that are represented in these 1,000 decisions. Lord, the planning teams, the leadership, the speakers who have all come together, Father, to make this possible so that the winsome story of who You are and the transformation that You've made in our speakers' lives can be told. So we give You praise and glory for that, Lord, and we just are mindful that it is You who deserves all the glory. So we give it to You, Father, willingly and with much gratitude. Thank You in Jesus' name.
Father God, it's such a privilege to be able to come before You and give thanks. We praise Your name. We love You, Lord. We thank You so much for this organization called Stonecroft. We thank You, Lord, for Mrs. Helen Baugh and for Mary Clark and for Reverend Baugh, all of these early, early founders of this organization who heard Your call. We are eternally grateful, Lord, that they did. And we thank You, Lord, that today we are still working that mission. We are still out there sharing the gospel, hallelujah, with women of all ages and all backgrounds, some in the workplace, some mothers at home with small children, but our mission is to share the love of Christ, and we thank you so much for that privilege. I just praise you. I give you glory, and I give you honor. I thank you for these new clubs or connection groups that are about to begin. I thank you, Lord, that each and every leader in this organization knows about your full armor of God. Hallelujah. That they are able to put on that helmet of salvation, waistband of truth, that sword of the Spirit, which is your word, wear that breastplate of righteousness, and shod their feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, how we need your armor in today's world. And we just thank you that we are fully protected when we put on your armor, that it takes us into the area or the world of the Holy of Holies, hallelujah, and we are then able to do the work that you would have us to do here on earth in your kingdom. We just praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We love you, Lord. Continue to anoint each and every speaker, each and every chair, so that we can do your work. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, thank you for the power of your word, power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Only you can draw men and women and boys and girls to yourself to reveal the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I just thank you that that is what Stone Cross mission is. We just pray that as we serve you in our local groups, that we will have the love of Christ overflowing, and we will be conduits of your love, Lord. I just pray that there is one in particular that I would like, I want to invite in November. I pray that you will save her soul. You will reach with
Lord.
Where they are and as they are, so many in troubles and rejection and despair.
Jesus.
See, this world is hopeless, but you are our only hope. And so I pray that many would turn to you through all of these tragedies and the sufferings that are going on, because we know that you are mighty and powerful and victorious. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
And we want to continue to pray for Stonecroft. Right now we have our fall fundraisers are going on, as well as our year-end giving. Soon you'll see a letter from our president and CEO, Lorraine Kalau, and then also just our fall fundraisers, where, you know, we humbly say that this is a worthy cause, but we know God is the one that prompts people to give and maybe even attend one of these events so that they can have the opportunity to participate. And so I'd like us to pray for the fall fundraisers and the year in giving. And also, when you pray for the fall fundraisers, of course, we do pray specifically about those that are invited, because oftentimes women will come to that event to shop, and then they are surprised by the love of God when they get there. And so they find out about Jesus. So let's just pray now for those two areas.
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we have for the fundraisers and for all the people that come to enjoy that time. And we just pray for each place that is doing this at this particular time, that you will also bring them the speakers that they need to reach these people. We pray that the busyness of the day or the evening may not conflict with the gospel message that needs to go out, but that they may complement each other, and that many people will come to know you. We thank you for these opportunities that you give us.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we know that you own a cattle on a thousand hills, and that you are Jehovah Jireh, our great provider. And we have witnessed over the many years, for me 10 years plus, but for many of us decades, we have witnessed the way you have taken care of this ministry, and you have established us.
Thank you.
You have enabled us, and you have given us all that we need to communicate this gospel message of yours, to extend this invitation that's really your invitation to be part of your family. And so we just want to thank you in advance for what you're going to do in our fall fundraisers, in our year-end giving, that the same faithful God that was with us 80 years ago is the same faithful God that's with us today. And
thank
so we
you,
do
Lord.
Give you all the praise, and we do thank you for the way that you take care of us, each one of us.
Thank you, Lord.
I would thank like you, us Jesus. To move now into a time of praying for some family needs and some personal needs. I know that, you know, many of us come to these calls with some burdens on our minds, and so what we'll do is, if you don't mind sharing and praying, we'll join with you. It can be a person in your life that needs the Lord. It can be any kind of special situation. Maybe you're needing a leader on your planning team. Whatever that special need is, that sickness or salvation or just whatever, we're just leaving this time open. And then I like to just encourage you, you don't have to do this, but if you want to do, as some have already done this call, is to pray scripture over that friend or family member, that situation, circumstance, that's fine too. That's praying the power of God's word. So so let's now just pray about some of those personal things, and we will surround you and encircle you as you lift up that need, and I'll get us started. Father, I do just want to lift up my niece who's going through a very difficult time, and I just remember in your word that you said that you are near to the brokenhearted and that you are the God who reconciles. And so I'm praying for her and her entire family that they would experience the reconciliation that you offer to them and you offer her children. And I pray, Lord, for restoration of their hearts and a healing of their hearts. And I thank you in advance, Lord, that you won't leave her, you won't forsake her, and that you do love her. And so just we pray she would know more and more and more in her heart, more and more security in knowing that, God, that you are faithful, and you who've promised her is faithful, is what your word says. So I just lift her to you right now and thank you in advance for what you're going to do.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Nothing is impossible with God, and you can take care of this family in ways that we could never imagine.
Mm-hmm. He was wounded for her transgression, bruised for her iniquity. The chastisement of her peace was upon him, and by his stripes she is healed.
All of you be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. As Peter told us, Father God, we lift up Rome and Ginny to you at this hour, O God, knowing, Father God, that you give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for their spirit's heaviness, Lord, that they can be those trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you may be glorified, Father God. There's so many mysteries hid from us, and we know the suicide of their son is one of them, Lord, but I know how much you love them, Lord, and I just pray, Father God, for every family member. I pray for everyone, Father God, that, Father God, you just surround them with your love and mercy and grace, and I praise you, and I thank you, God, that you're always with them, that you never will leave them, that you never will forsake them, Lord. Father, help them to be humble as they respond to this need. And help us as human beings to remember, Father God, that human nature that you've given to all of us, Lord, that we can comfort each other with these words. Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father God, I'd like to lift up former National Rep retired friend Fran Kidwell, who is struggling with shingles and has been for about 3 weeks. And the note from Star Patterson today said she was in much pain and agony.
Oh,
and
God,
we just swarm the prayer heavens for her, because we've all heard how miserable that can be. So right now we just think of Fran. We send our love and we send our prayers.
Yes.
God, please heal Fran and make her more comfortable from this day on. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are Jehovah Rapha, the God who turns.
Yes.
So we look unto you, Lord Jesus. We look unto you, for you are rich in mercy. We look unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I just lift up my grandchildren, and I thank you that you came into the world to save sinners, and that where sin abounds, grace abounds more. And I pray for not just my own grandchildren, but the battle that is waged against the young people today through so much evil. But we know that your grace is greater than the sin, and we know that your blood was shed for every sin. And we know that your spirit is working. And I pray that you will bring a spirit of conviction that will lead to repentance, and that they will call upon your name, Lord, and be saved because of your grace and your mercy.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
Lord, I would pray for the widow ladies that you have placed in my path recently within this last year. We always wonder what you have in store or where we should be serving you, but you put them right in front of us and help us not to overlook them.
You said
that we need to take care of our widows and the fatherless and the orphans, and these specific ladies have some real needs and some really tragic stories. And so I thank you that you put them in my path, and I just pray that you will guide me in helping to show them your love, that they can feel the comfort from you and that they can come to know you through this. And thank you for their willingness to attend the Midday Connections with me and to hear the gospel message every time they go. And I just pray that you will penetrate their hearts and give them comfort, because only you can do that. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I just lift up my niece, who also is going through a very, very difficult time. She's dealing with depression and some anxiety. And also there is the granddaughter of my chair person, only 8 years old, suffering with diabetes 1. And so I just want to lift these two young women up before you, Father God. And we just thank you and praise you for both Kelly and I don't know the grandchild's name, but this little girl, I know that you know her, Lord. And, you know, you tell us to come before you with bold prayers. And so I boldly come before your throne and ask that you would heal this little girl. Oh, she's a lovely child, Lord, and I know I'm not the first to pray, but I add my prayers to the prayers of her parents and grandparents, and I stand before you, and I just ask that you would heal her body. Make her body whole, that you would just heal in the name of Jesus. I lay my niece's issues and concerns at the foot of your throne of grace. And I know that you know her. You've known the world. And Father, I just ask that you would touch her heart, that you would her mind, that you would bring someone into her life that can more effectively share the love of Jesus with her. I know that you are there holding her up, and I just continue to ask you for further care.
Thank you.
In the name of your precious Son Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father.
We're so thankful that we can call on his name. As Barb reminded us boldly, with great confidence, trusting that he is at work to will and do his good pleasure in the lives of our family members and in the lives of people who are brokenhearted. I thank you for the one who prayed for the widows. This morning on the prayer call, we also prayed a special prayer, and I would like us to just take a minute now and pray for our many, many Stonecrop volunteers who are addressing very difficult issues with their aging parents. Dementia, memory care, or not memory care, keep the mother or father, mother-in-law, father-in-law in a home, or not to keep them in a home. And so let's just pray for the many leaders right now as they care for their elderly parents.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we know that there's no easy answers for the aging parents, and having just gone through that recently myself, I know the pain and the heartache that comes with that, of taking them lots of times out of their home and putting them where they don't want to be, but knowing that we have to keep them safe. And so I pray for all these leaders who are in the midst of this. It's a hard place to be, but we know that you're there with us. And so I pray that you will just grant them wisdom and the comfort to know that they are doing the right thing. So often we second guess ourselves, and we just know that we have to put this at your feet and ask you to lead them in the right direction and to continue to show their love and concern for their loved ones.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray that you would give these women a physical strength, Lord, some of whom are even caring for parents in their own homes, or going to their homes and lifting them and feeding them and dressing them. Lord, we pray for physical strength, Lord. We pray that you would provide for their every need, Lord, that you would give them respite, that they would be able to take a time away from the burdens of caring for their loved ones, Lord. We thank you for the privilege of being able to do that, Lord, but we know it's tough work, it's hard work, Lord. So we pray that you would grant them your peace, Lord, that you would just show them that you are able to do exceeding abundantly, Lord, even in these situations. So we thank you, Father, for the love that women can have for their parents. We just thank you for the way that translates into selfless acts of giving on their parts, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing about walking with the Lord for many years. You get to experience him proving to you over and over that he's faithful. And
hallelujah.
You know, our hearts, you know, we get sad when we see a loved one go through a difficulty, especially in their older years. And yet, even amidst that dementia, or even amidst that, you know, inability to move from a wheelchair, you know, the Holy Spirit whispers, "I am with you. I will never leave you." And so we want that for our aging parents. Okay, well, I have gone through my list of things to pray about. I am just very mindful that before our next call, we will have a national board meeting, so I would like us to pray over that board meeting that will be coming up in December. But I didn't know if there was something else that maybe we didn't cover on this call that one of you would like us to pray, join you in praying.
We could certainly pray for the leadership events that are taking place across the country, and one in specifically in Southern California this weekend that I'm aware of. So those are always good times to be together and times when we can once again center around the mission of Stonecroft and learn new ways of doing things and reinforce some great ways, great old ways of doing things as well. So perhaps we could pray for those kinds of leadership events.
Yes, that's wonderful. Let's do that. And I do have that one down on my list. And I'm not right in front of me. Do I know of others? But I know of some that are already being planned for the spring and next fall. But yes, let's pray for this leadership event in Southern California. A few of you just lead out, and if you want to pray specifically for Christine Welsh, she is the SRA, mm-hmm. one of the SRAs in Southern California that's mm-hmm. part of the team that's putting this together. Would one of you just pray over that event?
I certainly can. Lord, we lift up Christine Welsh in Southern California as she and her team put this leadership event together on for Saturday during the day. Lord, we thank you for the women who have already committed to come, who are representing all sorts of facets of the ministry on the planning team, speakers, regional leaders, Lord, and chairs. Lord, we pray that you would speak to each person there. Father, thank you for granting them the time to be there. We pray for Cheryl as she presents their both vision and the other update that she gives, Lord. So we thank you for that, and we pray that it would be a rich time of fellowship, Lord, and of challenge, so that the leaders would leave feeling both refreshed and buoyed, Lord, so that they can continue to do the things that allow women to receive you as Savior, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do there on Saturday.
Lord, I pray for vision and wisdom for the ladies as they get together for the board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know that there are many things probably that they need to discuss and to look forward to, and we just pray that you will give them wisdom and understanding and bring things to mind that they need to discuss and probably make decisions on. And we thank you for our board and for all the time that they put in to this ministry, and we just pray that you will bless this time that they have together.
Father, I thank you for the opportunity that we will have to come together this Saturday in Corona, California. I was just there this afternoon watching my precious son-in-law retire as chief of police, and how he has loved in that city, and how he has brought so many faith-based ministers together to watch over the city and just bring your protection, oh God, into this city. We thank you for all the women who have signed up to come to this event on Saturday. Father, many of them will be sitting on the notorious 91 freeway to get there, so we do ask for just travel groceries for all of them that are coming. Lord, I ask for good health for all of those who are participating and that you will just watch over them this week. Lord, I just ask that your Holy Spirit would create such a hunger in each woman's soul that it's coming, that she will just have such a passion to learn more about Stonecross, to more of a passion for the women that are in their communities. Father, I ask your grace on each person that is conducting one of the workshops, that you will speak to them, and it will be your words that they will be using and not their own. So, Father, we just ask for your blessing on this entire day, this Saturday, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I do want to thank you, Father, for the church facility that has opened up to us year after year and allows us to come in there. We just thank you for that.
Yes. We're always so thankful for our churches, the churches that help us out. And I know that this one, even the pastor, I think, has come and done the PowerPoint in past years. And I think, oh, what a good godly man to support Stonecroft. And so, yes, thank you for that. And thank you all for being on this call. What a rich time of prayer. I mean, we just know that the covering that happens from these prayer calls and prayer connections and calls to prayer and Stonecroft praise and individual teams that get together and pray and different women that get together and pray, that that is what has sustained this ministry. God's moved on behalf of our prayers by his grace and knowledge, and we are ever very so thankful. And you feel it, you know, you can feel it when someone's covering you. I know I do. So we are thankful. I just have a couple little things before we go tonight. Next month, we are actually going to be meeting on Tuesday. I will give you the date. Tuesday the 5th, I believe it is. How that works sometimes is when the first day of the month ends on a Friday, we just move it around a little bit because not as many can come on Fridays. So anyway, December the 5th, and I'm excited because Dale Shelton, who's been a member of our staff for about a year, a little over a year now, year and not quite a half, she's the manager in our ministry support area, and she has a wonderful devotional prepared. She was just sharing with me a little bit about it today. And so we'll get together and pray then, and then you'll get to know her a little bit, too, as she shares. So that's Dale Shelton that will be sharing with us next month. And also, just because you are prayer warriors, I hope you know about our new resource. It's called Loving Your Neighbors. What a fantastic title, right? And it's all about praying for your neighbors. And it's a devotional, and it also has, like, questions, and then there's part 3 you can write down, and if you want to color, you can do a little coloring. You know how people like to use the coloring book, the color pencils. So anyway, you might want to check that out, being the prayer warriors that you are. It's called Loving Your Neighbors. So that just came out from Stonecroft a few months ago. So, all right. Well, that is all I have. I have just so enjoyed being with you all on this call tonight, and we will look forward to being together again. Either face-to-face or on this call. So God bless you all.
Thank you, Cheryl.
And we'll see you next month. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Good night.